Una, na lau meu va néixer a poc toc, tant la na coneu, tant que no ha tant per a mi, tant no ho mat na lau meu petit jugo na tau tu clu, va a ser tarrec molt de camí, tant per a mi, tant na no na pip jugo. Dat gaat wel in niet. Als je zit je dan niet. Dat als je zit je aan mij gaan is hier op lo, gaan is hier om te wakker te krijgen. Dat is met de maan. 1928 maan is amma. Dat is wat dat is niet. Oorlog na lo, schapelgetje met dat. Toch lang rol lekkerding bij mata. Daar agla orang naap lugu sabak kalak tugu tinju gay kota. Maning jekik jeting tapko kapnit. Daar ngap uvap titnik sabak sakapta. Bed rang min daar ngak ilere singip jutit na kota bij mati gu tam ngak kota daar. Maning jekik nyamingari taat nengya kota.
Okay, this one belonged to the guy named, what was it?
Was that Berryman he was saying? Tom Berryman?
Yeah, this Tom Berryman bought it from that guy, the first guy that owned this thing.
Oh, the first guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So he worked there for a while. And then somehow, this guy left again, I guess, and another company bought it from him. And they came with these hydraulic machines, I think. That was about 1928, he said. He worked there with those people again. But when they went down to the bedrock digging, they didn't get any money at all that season. So they didn't earn nothing at that time. He said in these other little mines he worked every summer.
Oh, every summer.
For about maybe 3 summers. 4 summers.
There are dog. No. Maning nyago man ta ne man na shabak ta kan ge khoni ta na log me el start ngom ob ru matara ta man ni lokan pe lu man na ko ro ta ne nu na ling ni ka te ma ru lo matara ta na nu ne khlu um na shik shik pa li ga ra mi Tara land nak ni, tama ni tersama. Sumitem mau bang na. 1946-47 tama ni sama orang ni juga. Tara tama ngolak tak juga eltan ngom pultau sambil tara sabak siya tam ni. Tara ngolak juga. Tak nak asyik sabak seluruh tak kibung. Unuk kura-kura unuk sama mau ngah kangen seluruh. Mau ngah sama. Kapsin itu orang ni tak nak tera ilokan tak nak sabak ka. Pultau sama. So tera mandi ilokan pilih
seluruh. And finally about 1940. 46, 47, 48, somewhere around there. Al Stout owned this, bought that land, I guess, for himself. And then he worked on it how many summers with a tractor? He mined the whole area from here on to the up of the creek. So So he was the last guy that worked on it. Al Stout. I was about 12 years old and he was still around. So that would be what year? I was born 46. So he cleaned the whole area, took all the gold, the money, and he's living someplace in the area of Fairbanks right now. He sold that cat, the tractor, he sold his house, he sold everything he owned and just took off with all that money. Just like taking away what natives were working on, you know. That's it. That's it for those approximate dates on that. Dahl Creek.
Yeah.
Put that California Creek out.
Next one was a Singyak, I think you talked about.
Isingna?
Yeah, that was the next. Oshunga Creek.
Yeah.
He worked there too.
Isingna Miljashi De, what yearly? Savangnak.
Ishi nami fshuk tara tara taat na tema ni tema taap koop tuk uko orlaq ni ilgatal khat ni tara ishi na kunnap tuk orlaq ni valigat uvataku miki Europe ngang ma tara tara ishi nami li manik nyak tat pirikut pirik mata tau tuga gigita tara taap koop katisut nak tuk orlaq ni ilgatal khat ishi nami li
He said they started same time with these guys, so it's the same approximate dates like what we were talking about. Yeah. 1990 or 1905 or something.
Kananiva isinami it namaning yak vigar rumik pichok tara una uva una kupatko takanani singnami it nale kangilip lune te manisha wagnesha mane. Wahai ubanile, paklip lone Harry Brown kibanik tayo maning nyaktok tayo, kibanik toksa nyaktorok. Tara tapko uba maning nyakwe kupat kogle ubanik piplone, ubungasik sa kami sibone. Ubna ubet na maning bigil gule kami, tara ubungan nuto ubung. Tam no wa te mata samata monga 12 years old lo meinga lo shuk muluinga lo te tara una Harry Brown lo maning nya ko sokle tara ni te mata na unicha e lo kati u ko unicha unik mat lo mu pasi tamara tamat ko nun ni yak sip tu ko makap palirat ko tak pisau ramam kisah mata nasolut kulu makau tera nun ni lak pata mau nakut pasati ko ni signal nak bikin nengi yak lewam mani yak bikin nak lewu penyakit.
Yeah, here Brown's place was right here, and Charlie Coffin claimed this one. Little further up there in the Singnak, Shumna Creek. So they mined for I don't know how long, and they left this land. And people from around here start claiming it, like Robert N. Cleveland and Charlie Sheldon. Those guys claim the land right now just for the jade, not mining, even right now. Old man Robert just died already.
Is that one?
Mm-hmm. Charlie Sheldon died too, but I don't know who they will their lands to.
Don't know what or not. I could what you got to some more na log meat. Money yak because of a log hot. Drag line with people dig. Bimigamit at na steam mak doctor mak machine aling mak at na scraper mak bibliotin. Mm-hmm. Sa mama ni 1938 sumite sa ma sabag bigi sa kalagat maning bibliotin unichat at na. Mama sabakot nangit polak raklo tap ko lo machine akroy. Teramatat pematat pinyan itu. Aci ramaklah pergi peluit temat.
So about 1930, these guys tried again to mine there. They had this big machine that runs by wood. He called it scraping the ground. He says those old machines and boilers are still back there right now. But he said they didn't get any money, gold.
Tap na tara tap ko uko sabot naksa tingit tap ko palak raklo machine lo atau cimu tap na atau cini tap na kailagilge atau cimamit lahip lugi sabot ta takanok nga kuwang minmak nga upin kebay camit takanok nga tara tap ning minyik. Tak kau nengah masih nanging noket katak tet lugu tet melek lugu tet penyuh kilau tiga tuh ngah kubung menyuh. Tam na polak rau nengah sengirang up lani tangki bola neng kengat terus sengirang.
So here's our river, Kobuk River. They let that thing run itself and settle it down right here.
Dead man leh lu, wincang ini nasi tak nak kepol mungkin nak katak tik lu tak nak teri lah nak kilwa tiga tu kimi teman.
It was in winter time. They had a winch and cables, and so they worked it out like they'll bring it back there, where it is right now.
Mau papa mama ningyak nak utik pijak su tinggil katara tamat kau tarane nunar lagi ising nak nira lap rutinga lap erak tu tema
Yeah, so right now they don't mine it anymore, and he says maybe they're even running out of jade that area now. Dates on California Creek.
California Creek.
California Creek, Milia, what year? I wonder if we mentioned it
then. What year? There are people who go to California Creek. Kasi rato ko sa mamani 1917 mitaragya ko naktot tatpinyo California Queen naktot.
Yeah, these people Ferguson, old man Ferguson and them arrived about 1917, so it started operating about that year.
Varita na suraka khunni tarani temma tuppeek lukulu pinyip luku teip chaklit ukkoti geenikkavut tada maningyak khinyako khunni piami temma tatna polarok temmi tat pinyungote kaak luku tatna kaahoding hatraling dik tasamma shavak sirut tamani tasamma Shumite, 1927, Shumite, Shammatamani, Shabalaksut. Hadralikni kakikshikye aming tarawa. Hadralikahoting tamani tarama shabaktut.
Yeah, they really started working about 1927. With all these machines, hydraulics.
The monga tasama shavaktit. Tarak ngolong ni aming tatna. Upataku tamani tara shabak taktunga shule tara uvago etonuketon gora kakaktuk shiburlar mik uva tara ni shabak tangama
Magdalene mik
Magdalene shiburlar ni abruma lokta luplu tara umare pertuk Tapkok teman. Shumite tasamma. 1935 shumite nagakar shumite tamani sam. Una uvaniwa shabagok shuttaruko tasamma. 1937 shumite shabagok shutuko angubachiak shabagok shuk tak nunik chatam
California Creek mitak pamani
dahi tat penyanyi California Creek
they finally quit mining about 1937. Joe was still working then. I mean, you know how it was operating in the, that year, and he said they had their first child, 1930, he don't exactly know what year, but it was their first child.
Magdalene, right?
Mm-mm. Right. She's dead. She died. Even before Magdalene was born.
Tapko varhe tarashavakte yonitatna ittak. Uvani oma kupatkom uvani shabagura oma tasamma 1939 me shabulegu rahone orama toche me shabakti kip yunni yunni
kupatko
tarani shabora laktok tara maani maani uvani koklo tuko kalin yorangat.
At about 1939, Charlie Coffin worked there for a little while again, just one summer. And he hired some guys too.
What he taught now, Nickman? 1940, me. They ran along me. Tapko Lloyd Kutuko Akeshoting. Then 1940 Milo, 41 Milo, Malogni, Orogni, Hard Rally Hotik Teresabok to Tapko, Lloyd Mitikit Kutuko, Graham Limers Kut, Kapnik, Teresabok Vigil Kitka.
1940 through 41, they worked two summers. With a guy named Louis, somebody. So, and Joe worked with them again for those two summers.
It was most of the summers then that he was working these mines.
There at Tapko, 41 May, Shabaka Hoting. Uvana kulang miklena kami manikpasan ng iloding tatkabnanga kabnanga manikan ng iloding tara kasok patruk taro tara tatpinyo siya wakti katkin ng iloding 41 minyaglan.
Then since then 1941 nobody else worked there anymore at California Creek, so that was the last time.
Lapakma, makau mera, lukarik, danelaroplo, rayplo, terawa, utlaga lega kau rami, makit kenyaga lawa, siwisiwa kuda.
But right now, there's these two brothers, Donald and Ray Ferguson, are going there every summer to that California Creek. They probably have land back there. Ditjare var ikke super
rigtig. Ja, du ditjare ikke. Jeg ringer, at du når ikke.
Remember that old man Ferguson, Frank R. Ferguson? He's Frank R. Ferguson's sons, boys, Donald and Ray. So they're related to that old man.
That's their grandfather.
Mm-hmm, that's their grandfather.
Warren Ferguson, young Mokok.
Their father's name is Warren Ferguson.
Oh, okay.
Which is the son to Frank R. Ferguson.
Hey, Bonnie, look, show me in my dad to go with him. I'm not a glad to have me in Europe.
Minnie?
Tamat go, mama, in Europe, some regular star. Minnie Ferguson.
Minnie is their mom. She's still living today, but their father died. I can't recall what year it was.
Warren have a store? Was he the one that had the store at
Cobalt? No,
Warren Ferguson store.
Yeah, that one. He had a store.
He
says those Ferguson's old man Ferguson and his brother had claims, you know, air taxi. He said they had everything.
Lightridge plan nikat kuninga pekahotik teman tamarai kirup tak nepegikang tamat kiklek tetangi.
So this Archie Ferguson, when his brother died, he took over, you know, the air taxis and all those, started operating after his brother died from about 1938 to 1946. Arctic Lightridge could cut go. He owned that Arctic Lightridge too, but they call it, I don't know, it had a different name. Anyway, it's that fuel.
That was Archie owned that?
Mm-hmm. And some guys bought it from him. And now they call it Arctic Lightridge Company.
Eskimo
building nik bisuk nahaga
Eskimo building it nahaga tamne tamna rigoklek rak e pani tera achiram napaktit lugu tera posta pango lugu ne ebe lugu nulagbe lugu ta nepira nanat ko toksak lugu ta kanapigilitiga.
There's a big building that they use for post office, hotel, and I think there used to be a restaurant there. He also owns that, Archie Ferguson, Kotzebue. Right now it belongs to Nana. Nana bought it and They call it Eskimo building. It's still a post office today, and there's a bookstore and there's a few offices in there still. That's just about it, he said, on those
mines
dates, yeah.
Oh, did you ever have any mines of your own, mining claims?
No, nakaksimate pitap ko noon mine nat na land ni.
No, nakaksimate yung?
Nope.
No.
They don't own any land.
And you never looked for any jade?
Ising nagnag si Mavichashi.
Hey.
Ising nagnag si Mavichur.
Ukuntap kuna ni sing nang nak si mai chungon ni.
No, never.
Tak no. Dah mana tak ku sabok mata sing nang nak lagi jadi sing nak temari sokut nak nak juga dah mana maning yang ni.
Ah.
Uga maning yang ku mata mau nasarum mana sing nak pinjelak siat.
He said they didn't care much for jade at that time when there was mining going on. So later years, just a few years ago, they start getting jade from back there for jewelry and stuff. Ukuklinik daw, cricket need ka lak daw lima.
Yeah. Ukuklinik mag inyopat tayo ko ni kamataman.
What does that name translate into in English?
Ukuklinik ubo na kanok may inikakpati ramo ukuklinik.
Dala kanok ha. Kuklok to mukha ni itman ta na ukuklinik magpivalog ha.
It's okay, there's Kogluktuk River Creek or something. Down below from there. That's why they call it Ukoklinik. Meaning.
Means it's down below.
Yeah, down there somewhere.
Upatakumane ko me nagakako kome it nasho kotige amitrunguna. Only usually she mopped the wound, asking you what caught the issue coming. Tabro cockling young and it, narrated, tarata, did you not talk? Cocklock to me, your cockling, meant that no cockling yard or cockling him with Bishop Nara.
Yeah, he said when people are talking about something, you know, here's this thing they were talking about, and the place would be on this side, so that's what it means.
Kutakan nak kangemnya dikisahkan tu koklek, umat ngah dikira suruh mi kata kahone, tapi nya narwangalo kuga cengat tak,
Sun camp is the same thing. There's a lake called Tikirashugruk. Mm-hmm. And this place is down below it, so it's Okoklek meaning. Which is sun camp right now.
So that means it's down below that lake, or
what? Next to this way, you know, there's this area, this lake, and it's right down there.
Oh, next to. Finishes up the mining era.
Mm-hmm.
One other question I had was, a few days ago you talked about a big ship that used to come into Kotzebue for trading skins.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the name of that ship or anything about it?
Nakil war putting a glap in a pishu kangat. The man no mer perta visu carpol lip chop. Ilakata, der play mik pekartok, der play. Tekartok.
Yeah, he don't know the other big ships that came before, but when he start going down to Kotzebue, when this big ship comes. It anchors down, further down in the ocean, and little boats would bring in the stuff to Kotzebue. So we get here, you are about
Derplay. Derplay.
Derplay was the name of it.
Derplay?
So that's the only name he could remember. And it would bring stuff for most all the villages, including Kotzebue. And they bring in these stuff with the barge.
Umar Berta Vicata Lomat could lippy hip loopy changet Baldwin, we got the cocktail.
Baldwin?
Yeah, Baldwin.
That another ship is called Baldwin. It belongs to these people by the last name of Loman.
All the Loman brothers, I think, yeah.
Baldwin. B-A-L-D-W-I-N, I guess.
Pinya jauh asih tinggal kotak tertar masih nejak. Tama resolu merpek tak bikakut. Tama tinggal kotak tertar skuna itu.
Skuna.
Skuna nak agak tinggal kotak tertar. Ilangisan alamit.
There was another ship. It had no machines. It only had what's those things?
Oh, sails.
Sails.
Schooner. Schooner, yeah. Tamanale te yogarigat Schooner home. Schooner home midnight sun.
Schooner home.
Schooner home midnight sun. Doctor Porok Shishamanik Napaktek Porolik.
He said it had four big poles and all these sails in that boat.
Ano ka gawak tara na laon ngaplone tig segment damat ko umayak pagpagraw pa yadun ni ang umatlay chan.
He says when the wind is just right in the right direction, those big ships with machine can't even get caught up with this ship that had sails. It's fast.
Kalau matera tinggal rotak tertam inya sulit jadi magiya tera jangan paklanet nagaiya tera tahu mat umak pom inya skona inya tamat kat latin jengen dalu berlawat.
He knows the name of that person who owns the ship with sails, John Buckland. I wonder if that village of Buckland is named after him. What?
Umar Peter Tamatko, Shulumar Puk, Kabamar Lipet, Ogeraro Mizore Pani, Malru. Shibulak makit lu raktak kabamali shurangi ikta nagi raktak watakan mutaw nungatagib sinyanullo ubungak tuksanig lagi raktak Shibulak tamna angigraan gachak baksamik piragigat baksit nagagigat.
There's another two boats that comes from down there somewhere, but they belong to the government. And the
boxer, yeah, he was mentioned.
Yeah, so he brings stuff for the schools, maybe government property.
Uvasitamna kapsinite three four summers agar lautman angit luktamuk similip yu.
Now there's a bigger boat that took over this government boat by the name of North Star. It still comes. No.
To Kotzebue.
And it would anchor out in the ocean. Excuse me.
Tap kung nang nitero mag ni Park Shore Mill, North Star Mill, Captain Akak tam na tari lan na peril gitsiga. Frank Whitlam it nagat. Frank Whitlam.
He's a good friend to Joe, Frank Whitlam. He's the captain of that North Star and the other little boat.
Tap natara Frank Whitlam, tap kong nang ni Captikak, e pane, anguyak mata 42 mi, chapane ni anguyak mata teman, anguyak vich akunrat ni tamungat mon, upurek taksako ni tapko, tara ni tap ko nang ni captain ko ami inyo payani nuru tip lugi tamarum nga purekta out namun purekta sakta tara pani tema chapanit kibit kech tam pishoro tema na guyak mata
tam na captain aktok tema
captain aktok tam ni lagi plu tara inyo payani tap ko nang numeng ni paksamilyo nostamilyo inyo payani nuru tip lugi tak netahu kan mood purer tak sahur dek capan ni nut kibisit mapiak kok tu dilakukan.
During the World War II of 1942, when the Japanese were fighting with Americans, he was a captain in.